Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's a good day to get gone.
Gone is yesterday. Welcome today. Another day on the Good Day program. Tuesday, the 14th of April. And hardly a man is now alive. I've done this a couple of times now. It really doesn't work until the 18th because that's when the ride of Paul Revere took place. So even though I may play with it a little bit this week, the 18th is on Saturday. So if I want to get away with it, I'll have to do it on Friday. And we'll pretend, Kenny. How's that? We'll make believe.
Sure.
Is that a good deal? Ken Kessler?
Why not?
Rich McFadden introducing Molly Page in a matter of moments. How about we introduce Hillary Clinton, who stopped at a Chipotle restaurant in Ohio yesterday and wowed the crowd. This is very smart on her part, I think. She has a flair for the dramatic to a point. She's sort of pushing aside the big rallies, pushing aside the massive fundraising blitzes. Those can wait. Now, she's on a road trip. She left yesterday, or I guess Sunday, actually, from Washington.
Sunday, yeah.
Sunday. To use Route 70. She must have gone through southern Ohio. I don't think she used 40. And out to Iowa she went. Small town gatherings. It's a listening tour. She was touring a community college, holding a roundtable discussion with students and teachers in Monticello, Iowa, last night. Part of a concentrated effort to tamp down the big expectations and hold personal conversations. All right, Richie, crack it up.
She's in the family structure.
Yes.
Maybe Chevy Chase. Maybe they have Emma Jean Coker strapped to the roof.
Not likely. Maybe Bill was strapped to the roof. How about her?
I like it over here.
I won't take anything for granted. I'm going to work my heart out to earn every single vote.
You go, girl.
That was the fundraising email yesterday.
I'm staying at home.
Clinton is taking a low-key approach for now, pretty much in contrast to what Jeb Bush is doing. And then there's Marco Rubio, who yesterday said, I want to do things differently. He jumped in speech at the Miami Freedom Tower. He made it clear he would be different. His youth, he's 43, and he thinks that that's what the young of this country want. Just somebody, doesn't make any difference what you have to say, as long as you're young. Yeah, yeah. There's an old movie about the young when they were young. Nobody would remember that but me, and I'm not sure I even remember it well. So let's see here. He takes a shot at Mrs. Clinton because she's 67 by just saying, I'm young. I have ideas that will impact everybody, but they're youthful ideas. Sort of reminds me of hope and change a la Republican. Third Republican in, Ben Carson. What an incredible waste of time. He's expected to jump in. He's the retired neurosurgeon. Remember him?
Yep.
He's actually, though, polling ahead of Rubio and Mike Huckabee, which at this point maybe doesn't mean too much because we're a ways out.
Throw them all in the bucket.
I'm right, exactly. Yep, yeah.
Have everybody out.
Who's excited about whom? 888-302-3684. Let's see here. Email to Rich or Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com. Do we have Molly? It doesn't have an email address, though, does she? Molly, what would be your email address
Molly,
of choice?
Molly at DougStephan.com.
Molly!
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. Molly Page, ladies and gentlemen. Let's have a round of applause for Molly being here.
In
the This is the in-house peanut gallery that you're part of, Molly, as opposed to the outhouse.
The outhouse peanut gallery.
Yes, outhouse. I have a three-holer here on the farm that everybody should see.
Right.
Everybody.
People don't know what that is.
Yeah, what is a three-holer?
What's disgusting?
You don't know what a three-holer is?
I'm afraid not. Huh. I feel so uneducated.
Well, you have to go to the farm. Well, no, not necessarily. You have to go back in your history. I bet you if you asked your parents or grandparents if they're still around, or somebody that you know in your family who's old, who would remember before plumbing, there were outhouses. And most of the outhouses were, as suggested by the name, out of the house. And so I tore down a home 3 or 4 years ago here in my town in order to use the stuff to build some things on the farm. And included with the house was a three-holer, which I took off the house, took a chainsaw, just cut it off the house, and brought it here and put it in the backyard.
A three-holer means it's an outhouse with
three positions.
Right.
Right. And that wasn't clear? Molly, you didn't get that?
Oh, no,
yeah,
I didn't.
Really? You didn't get that?
I didn't. I thought, okay, there's three places to go potty.
It would be when it was cold in the wintertime, you brought everybody in the family out with you to the outhouse so that if you had three using it, sitting on it, then it wouldn't be as cold as if you were out there by yourself.
How's it going down with your Wheaties, everybody? Got a bowl of Cap'n Crunch for you?
Uh-huh.
Aren't we privileged?
We are.
I'm just trying to figure out how we got here from talking about Marco Rubio.
Figure from Marco Rubio to a three-holer.
Well, I think I made the comment that he was a long shot. And for some reason or another, into my head went the three-holer.
Because there was three diagram this conversation.
There are three Republicans who could all go to the three-holer together at this point.
Moving along.
All right. Well, I just thought.
Thank you.
We're at tight-knit peanut gallery, but that's, I might be pushing it a little bit.
Thank you.
You'll get used to it, Molly. It'll be okay. It'll be just fine. All right. So Jennifer is a little under the weather today, it would appear.
Oh.
We forge ahead. Here's one way that you can feel absolutely terrific. Super beets. Beets are a nutrition gold mine rich in antioxidants, in electrolytes, dietary nitrates. Beetroot juice, used by Olympic athletes because of its stamina-building effects, caused waves at the last Olympics. Clinical studies showed that 2 glasses of beetroot juice per day could increase stamina by 16%. So as the research has been done, it's Nobel Prize-winning research. 3 scientists discovered that nitric oxide's effects on your body are nothing short of amazing. Amazing the impact that beets have, nitrates have, nitric oxide has, and therefore the need for super beets. Super beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates. Specifically, the circulation is helped immediately. Richie will tell you, he takes his teaspoon, throws in a glass of water, drinks it when he's first at the studio so he can sound like he's awake. He can get it, feel the charge, feel the goodness, and you'll get that same exact feeling. Kenny's using it now. I have to get some from Molly, Richie.
I have some. I can have her try it. It's in my office.
Okay. Super beets, better than regular beets and beet juice because they are specifically grown. They're non-GMO beets, protected by a patented dyeing process, which also has the secret to its goodness in terms of taste. So, if you want to be like the collegiate and pro football teams that use this, Olympic athletes that use it, perhaps you'd like to call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com and get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order, backed up by a money-back guarantee. Also, you can get a free book, Beat the Odds. A lot of information that I give you about the power of this comes from the book. You'll get the book. You'll get free shipping. You'll get a free 30-day supply with your first order. So call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com and get yourself into that same league where the people, all of the activity that we're talking about that's underscored by having more energy, having the super beets go to work, open up your arteries and veins, get the blood around to your muscles, to your brain, to all your organs. That's what you want. This is about health and well-being and feeling terrific. 800-655-4183. I sound like Zig Ziglar. I was listening to his CDs as I came across the country.
Zig Ziglar.
You'll feel terrific. That's, you know, tell we had the remember we had Ed Foreman on?
Uh-huh.
I feel happy, I feel healthy, I feel terrific. You will feel happy, healthy, and terrific when you call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs. Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road. The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heal on Wheels. Wait, Heal on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go.
So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Ollie Page, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler. Yesterday, we talked a good deal, and a lot of people went to the download. You can do that in the archives at DougSteffen.com, listening to a conversation about suicides and bullying. There's a study out today suggesting that suicides are a big problem on Indian reservations in our country. Seven young people in the last month apparently have taken their lives at the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, which is on the South Dakota-Nebraska border.
Oh my God.
One would wonder why that was the case. What's going on? There are a lot of people who think that Native Americans have it made because of all the deals for various land and institutions and gambling and that sort of thing. What most people don't know is that there are a few leaders of these tribes that get all the money, and it very, very rarely trickles down to members of the tribe. And life on many of these reservations is still horrible. It's still
kind of amazing because they have the power to
That's a great question, Richie. Why do they stay on the reservation when they could get off?
Because it's what they're used to, I guess.
Well, but it would be interesting if they were competing with some of the illegal Hispanics for some of these jobs, frankly. 21 after the hour, food for thought on Good Day.
I I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Our attorneys at the Legal Center for Debt Resolution will find the absolute best debt reduction solution for you, or you pay nothing. It's called pay for performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. That's right. No upfront fee, no monthly fees. Nada. You pay nothing until after your account is settled. If you owe $10,000, $30,000, or even $50,000 in credit card debt, call the Legal Center for Debt Resolution at 800-449-4269. 800-449-4269.
Now you've heard about bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
One, two, three, four, one, two.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me.
Now, 23 and change after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Molly Page, Kenny Kessler, Doug, with a focus on your taxes. How'd you do on your taxes was our poll over the last 24 hours. Let's see how that came out. 21% of you said you paid over $1,000. I haven't done it yet, but I have 24 hours. Which to come up.
Plenty of time.
So, one of you is not getting paid this month. Let's pick your straw. Richie, I think it'll be you.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. 19
off my back.
19% said they got a refund between $100 and $500. Let's see here. Where do we go? Oh, 38% said they got a refund over $500. So there were more people get $500 than got $1,000 or over $1,000. 7% said, I paid less than $500 in taxes. Good for you. 5% said they got a refund of less than $100. Let's see what else. 5% said have a couple of days. What's the rush? Yes, now that's down to, what is it, midnight tomorrow. So there you go. Work on it. The money has to be in. You don't have to have the form in. You just have to have the money in if you don't want to pay any penalties. All right, so now we go from that, which would probably evoke a frown, to things that will make you smile, like a couple of excerpts from last night's monologue, starting with Conan O'Brien.
Hillary Clinton made the big announcement we all knew was coming. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. That's right. She's going to join the all-female cast of Ghostbusters. I'd love it if that had been her announcement. That really would have taken Washington by storm.
Yeah, yeah.
This is interesting. Hillary Clinton released a video announcing her candidacy for president featuring a gay couple. Yeah, so that was cool, yeah. Then an hour later, Bill Clinton watched a very different video featuring a gay couple.
Nice.
It's interesting. Hillary Clinton is now driving from New York to Iowa. Did you know that?
Yeah.
She's in a van. She's driving from New York to Iowa. It's being called the least exciting spring break trip in history. No one's happy about that. People are already trying to figure out what to call Bill Clinton if Hillary is elected president. Yeah. So far, the most popular choices are the first man, the first husband, and that naked guy running across the South Lawn.
All right, give equal time to Marco Rubio there, Richie.
Other big news, Marco Rubio announced he's running for president. Yeah. Settle down. Look, we've got to do a show here. And if you can't calm yourselves, we're going to have to stop it now. Yeah. No, Marco Rubio is running for president. A little fun fact, Marco Rubio's wife is a former Miami Dolphin cheerleader. Yeah. In other words, she knows how to generate fake enthusiasm for someone who's not going to win. So.
Wow. All right, we have this James Corden from Late Late Show. This guy.
Hillary Clinton announced she was running for president on the Twitter. Popular in the room, that's right. She announced the news on Twitter. She tweeted, "I'm running for president. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. Hashtag Hillary2016. Hashtag bucket list. Hashtag pantsuit in the White House. Hashtag can't wait to have interns. Hashtag blue dress. Hashtag I'm going to delete this. Hashtag just kidding. Hashtag One Direction."
Like it or lump it, she still is the one generating the most enthusiasm if you use the late night crowds as any bellwether. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Mary Madeline and Ron Reagan. Coming right up, so no surprise, Hillary Clinton is in, but with what message?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
Ow! And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Reagan and Mary Madeline. No secret, no surprise, Hillary Clinton is running for president again. Last time she got more votes, but fewer delegates, than Barack Obama. What's her story and message this time?
I am worried. I mean, I don't think that she has much competition for the nomination at this point. She's rusty. She's a piece of fruit that's been hanging on the tree for a long time now. And this sense of inevitability and all kind of begins to wear thin for the electorate. People don't entirely trust the Clinton family. They may like them for various reasons, but she does have some negatives that she's going to have to deal with.
In addition to being battle-tested, if you beat nobody, then that doesn't count. So
right.
She is vulnerable in the way George H.W. Bush was in 1992 when we lost to her husband. And the smartest thing my crazy husband said was not it's the economy, stupid, is George H.W. Bush reminds me of last year's calendar. The recent elections have spawned a whole new class of elected public servants who are in their 40s. I'm not an ageist, but the presidential elections are about the future, and she just smells like last year.
That was your Both Sides Minute. Today with Mary Madeline of both Bush White Houses and Ron Reagan of the Reagan White House.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GC.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Work here, 33 at the hour, 27 before the new hour. Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, and Molly Page is being introduced to you as a voice and a mind and a sprocket.
Did you say mime?
And mime? She could be a mime, I suppose. Yeah, right.
I'm not sure that would work well on radio, but it'd be cool to watch.
It would be. So, we are talking about the launch of the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign, the launch of the Ted Cruz presidential campaign, the launch of the Marco Rubio presidential campaign, the launch of the Doug Steffen presidential campaign. Yes, I'm announcing here for the first time today that I am going to run for the presidency.
And everything you say.
Yes, please get it down. Make sure it's right. No interpretation.
This will be fun. You got a whole lot of stuff in your closet. I can't wait.
Really? Well, I lost my mascot, so I probably wouldn't win without my mascot. So I'll have to go to... So what are they using for mascots these days?
Hillary's using Bill.
As a mascot?
Yes.
That's appropriate. That's okay.
And Chelsea.
Yeah.
And Chelsea.
Chelsea.
Yes.
Well, somebody yesterday said there is... And then there is the Chelsea factor. Chelsea is popular. Chelsea and her husband know how to use social media. I don't think she's looked upon as being a snob or somebody who is out of touch. Do you? She's kind of been quiet, actually, since she had the baby. There were rumors started by people who didn't like the Clintons that she and her husband were not getting along when they first got married. And who knows? Even if you don't get along when you first get married, you can usually figure it out.
That first 6 months is hard.
Oh, yeah. First 6 years is hard.
What do you mean you leave the toothpaste all the time? What do you
what's
mean?
What's the story with that? You left the toilet up again?
Right.
All the paper goes under, not over.
Exactly. Yeah.
Over, under, sideways, down. Okay, that's the male perspective. Molly?
Well, I'm always fascinated by people who live together for years, so they have all of that stuff, right? They know how each other lives, you know, who leaves their socks out, the lid off the toothpaste, all of that. And then they get married and it falls apart.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, marriage spoils many good relationships. I don't know enough about Molly to know whether that
happens. Anti-marriage guy, Molly. You haven't figured that out yet.
I have a marriage phobia.
Have you?
Yeah.
Wow, you guys would be perfect for each other.
There you go. That works. All right. So, actually, Molly and I bonded in a conversation last week when Charlotte died. We had a conversation about, it had nothing to do with the radio program. It had to do with our own experiences with our dog. And you had a dog that went through a series of problems and you had to put him to sleep a couple of years ago, right? Was it?
Yeah. McCartney.
Yeah. McCartney was the dog's name.
Yeah.
You named your dog after Paul?
I did, yeah.
Could the dog sing?
She,
okay, it could be Melody McCartney.
Beautiful, right. Yeah, so, she got cancer. She got multiple myeloma cancer.
Can we assume that Paul is your favorite Beatle then?
Yes. Well,
I love you.
I say yes because I was in love with him really from, you know, like since I was 5 years old. I thought Paul, but as I get older, I don't know. I'm torn. I really, you know, I like all of them. Not so much Ringo.
I was going to say Ringo.
Well,
they're all pretty scruffy.
Yeah, but Paul, Ringo's aging well.
Ringo is aging well, but Paul sort of seemed to have gotten the most attention from the class.
George and John, that's for sure.
Women, yeah, exactly. All right, now, so talking about that for a second, let's go to image. And if Jennifer were here, we could sort of, she'd be after me because I was buttonholing you, or perhaps the two of you, into looking at Hillary Clinton running as a woman and not as a candidate. See, if Richie would tell you that this really sends me into the ozone, when people prefer a candidate because it's a woman, or because it's black, I say it because there's a non-denominational, sort of non-sectarian, non-sex to this. It bothers me. I'm voting for that person because he or she is black. I'm voting for that person because he or she is a woman. I'm voting for that person not because he or she is best qualified, but because they have some fringe element to their reality that makes them a more desirable candidate. I think that's obnoxious.
Rather than where they stand on the issues,
yes,
what they're going to do for the country.
What they do, what they have done, that's more important than whether they wear pants or not, although
it's helpful if you're going to be giving a speech that day.
Yeah, I suppose.
You have on pants.
Well, are there women? I'm just now, Diane finds, I'm thinking of any of the Barbara Boxer, any women who are in high elective office. Do we ever see them in dresses and skirts and stuff? Something I haven't really thought about.
First ladies a lot.
Mrs. Bush, yes.
Yeah.
Was Mrs. Clinton, did you ever see her in a dress?
Well, she's worn skirts. I don't think she's a fan of her legs.
No,
I think that's why she does
most
the
people
pantsuit.
Aren't really, yeah.
Sarah Palin
wore skirts?
Yeah.
I think.
Okay. All right, but here, there's another. That's a sexist conversation. Yes or no, Molly?
No.
Whether women, I mean, how many men wear skirts? Probably be an interesting question.
Well, Scottish.
I was thinking American. I'm trying to envision Marco Rubio in a skirt.
I like that image.
Do you?
I do. I think that's really interesting.
Scottish kilt.
What is interesting is that when we were listening to those clips in the last segment, Conan O'Brien referred to Hillary as Hillary, Marco Rubio as Marco Rubio, and all the men as both names, or Rubio. But Hillary, there's kind of chatter on the internet a lot about whether calling a female candidate by her first name only reinforces gender stereotypes.
I don't think that's because they're not calling her Hillary because she's a woman. They're calling her Hillary because everybody knows who she is. It's kind of like, I don't know. We call
she's her own brand.
I don't. Yeah,
Hillary is the brand,
well,
right?
And there was also because of her husband being president. If you called her Clinton, it'd be hard to know which one you were referring to.
I think that there's more, and I think it's more respectful, frankly. But I think she is, as Richie suggested, a brand.
She's
like
a brand.
Beyonce, she's Madonna, Cher, Prince.
Prince, yeah.
Yeah.
Hillary,
right.
And Hillary. Prince.
Yeah. The people whose first name I have to do, Conan, mention their first name and everybody knows who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree with you.
Okay.
I think it's personable. There's not another Hillary. There's not someone you should be confused
and
with.
And think about this. Hmm. How many people in this country, if you walked up to them, would know who Marco Rubio is? And you're using both names.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many people, you know, walking up to them would know who Ted Cruz is? And you're using both names. Hillary... That's all you have
Everybody
to say.
Everybody knows.
That's all you have to say.
888-302-3684. Excuse me, I got a frog in my throat this morning.
Ribbit.
Apologize for that. Email to Doug or, well, we went through all that before. Molly's getting her own thing. Let's see, facebook.com/good day, Twitter, good day. Kenny, what do we have for political comments thus far today in social media?
Declan says, I for one think we've had enough Bushes and Clintons in the White House.
Yeah, well, you may think that, sir, and it may be something you can hold with you to the voting booth, but one of those two is going to win. I would like to see somebody else.
Don't count your chickens.
I'm going to tell you right now, I mean, you can take me to the Outback, Richie, after it's all over, one of the two of them. It'd be interesting to see who's going to be the vice presidential nominee. And that's really what most of these people, Cruz and Rubio, they know they don't have a chance. They just want to sort of put themselves into a position of perhaps being the number two person. But a lot can happen.
Cruz, but I think Rubio's got a little bit of a shot.
Nah. Yeah. Well, you may. That's good.
Somebody in that camp has.
Would you vote for him?
Would I vote for Rubio?
Yeah.
I'm open to it.
Mm-hmm. Really? Molly, would you vote for Rubio?
Not really my style.
Okay. And Kenny?
No, because I don't think he has a chance.
Yeah, why waste your vote? I do that, though, all the time. I always vote for losers. The last time I voted for a winner was George Bush the father in 1988. I voted for anybody who won the presidential
seat. I'm the same way.
Between now and then, yeah. The circumstances in terms of other things, I'm looking around at things going on. We don't have any white cops shooting black people today. Is that is the first time we haven't had that?
We're making progress.
We're making progress. There is an overview, however, of fatal police shootings and what's involved in these shootings. Stun guns, tasers in the mix. In the last half dozen or so fatal shootings of black men by white police, stun guns were used first. I don't know if that's the case in this most recent one. Is it? How many more people are scrutinizing the video? And is anybody coming up with a different point of view with regard to the
Oklahoma one?
Yeah, the one where the most recent one.
The
is it the most recent one? I don't even know. There was another one since then, I think.
Yeah, well, the actual prosecutors just charged the reserve sheriff's deputy with manslaughter late yesterday in the death of the man that was fatally shot while he was lying on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
That guy, the 73-year-old?
No, the other guy that was shot running away.
Oh,
South Carolina.
Yeah, he said that he had tased him, and then he said that he got his taser. The officer said he got my taser, and that's what they think he picked up and laid next to his body after he shot him.
Right, and then he put handcuffs on him after he shot him too. Right?
Yeah, in case he was a zombie or something.
Right.
Yeah. Be safe.
He gets up and tries to eat me.
I got him. The zombie bad guys. There's got to be a television program there, someplace. Zombie bad guys. That'd be a good thing for the CW, I think, wouldn't it? Zombie
after cops.
Bad guys. Or maybe they can put it on Fox and get rid of the following. Richie, I watched a little bit of Gotham last night.
Oh, Gotham is great.
It was really, and that was a little bit, it was a little tough last night. I didn't
really
watch it for too long. Yeah, and I had never seen it on television. I watched it on the plane, but I thought it was a little
dark for you last night.
Yeah,
it's a little scary. Did you pull the covers over your head?
I just changed the channel.
Oh, okay.
No, I actually shut it off. I shut it off and went to reading.
Oh, okay.
In fact,
I love me some Gotham, but I will tell you, I watched the following the first couple of seasons. I can't watch it anymore.
Yeah,
that is just too rough.
Yeah,
beyond brutal.
Oh,
yeah. What is there? What is entertaining about that stuff? I mean, you look at all of these things.
They had a great story going, so I was able to kind of just like, okay.
But what about that violence appeals to you?
It wasn't the violence. It was the story between Joe Carroll and Kevin
Bacon.
So
what's the need of the violence then? Why is the violence necessary?
It creates part of the emotion. But now with this new bad guy that they have, I couldn't get into it.
People think, Molly, that I'm a hypocrite because I like 24 so much, and there was lots of violence in that, and I can't give you a reason that I make an exception for 24 versus the other stuff that
it's
I don't
a thrill
like.
Ride. 24 is a thrill ride. It's a roller coaster ride. Yeah. And it's fun.
Yeah, I would like to see it back again. And they're trying to figure out how to bring it back again. Speaking of figuring things out, for those of you who have yellow teeth, Richie, let's go around the room. I've forgotten your teeth are A-okay, I think.
Yeah,
right?
I'm okay.
Yeah, I know. Molly, I think
Molly has
white
teeth.
Nice teeth.
I love coffee, so my teeth were getting yellow. I had them whitened.
Oh, you did?
But they're so sensitive. I can't remember
how much
often.
Did it cost you to get your teeth whitened?
It was about $500.
$500?
Yeah.
Wow, can I save you some money? Call this number, will you? 800-281-6829. That's for Power Swabs. Power Swabs is the only whitening system that uses the power of stain-out swabs to actually remove the stains off your teeth so they can stay whiter longer. Are they your teeth, or do you have veneers or caps? That's probably a personal question. But
are you asking me?
Are they? Yeah.
Yeah, they're mine.
They're
your teeth. I lent her mine when she came in. She was missing a couple of them.
Right.
So I said, here.
Strange that they're really sharp and pointy.
He's a candidate for that vampire show that we were just talking
about. That's
me. Power Swabs is a tooth detergent that is all natural, developed by a dentist. What this tooth detergent does is lift the stains off of your teeth. Best part is that Power Swabs works in less than 5 minutes, and certainly not for 500 smackers. No more messy strips, trays, those toothpastes that you can use that'll clean up your teeth, but they also wear away your enamel. Not a good idea. Call 800-281-6829 today and get Power Swabs. And mention Doug Steffen. They will give you a number of the things that are handy, including those swab sticks that you can use that put them in your pocket or put them in your pocketbook, whatever it is that you carry around. And when you're going into something important, you just whiten up your teeth with these swabs. They're very cool. So the ones you use at home take a little bit more time, a little more effort, but they're very cool, and they're certainly less messy, less expensive, and they are less time-consuming than doing all these other things that we're talking about. 800-281-6829, Power Swabs. Clean up your teeth. 800-281-6829. In other words, you'll enjoy smiling a lot more after you've used Power Swabs.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
This report is brought to you by EcoTools, a leader in eco-conscious beauty accessories. Small changes to go green amount to a big difference in the world. This Earth Month, EcoTools has joined with Sophia Bush and Global Green USA to launch the Live Beautifully, Give Beautifully campaign. For each makeup brush sold in the new EcoTools Complexion Collection, $1 will be donated to Global Green USA, up to $100,000. Sophia Bush, actress and advocate.
Creating change starts with being aware of our individual actions. I'm so excited to be working with EcoTools and Global Green to inspire others to take little steps to help the environment. By switching out a product we use daily for an eco-conscious option, we can actually make a huge collective impact.
EcoTools products not only perform gorgeously, but are made using renewable, recycled, and cruelty-free materials. Follow Sophia Bush and EcoTools on social media for tips on how to live and give beautifully. And share your own tips by using hashtag EcoInspire. For more information on the Live Beautifully, Give Beautifully campaign, visit EcoTools.com.
Hi, 11 before the hour. How many of you are just waking up and you're kind of sleepy? Maybe you don't get enough sleep and you take a nap during the day at your job if you can. Here's the story of a fellow working baggage loading up an Alaska Airlines flight that took off from Seattle and unfortunately had to go back to Seattle because the pilot heard banging underneath the cockpit. It seems that a baggage handler had fallen asleep on some of the luggage in the plane's cargo hold and woke up. The plane's cargo hold is not pressurized, so he would not have made it. There are certain sections of the cargo, if you're shipping animals, that are pressurized, but then there are other parts of it that are not pressurized. So he banging away, and then the plane turned around and went back.
Hey, Bob, do you hear something?
Memory foam luggage.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Time at 53 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Sprint has launched house calls for cell phone upgrades. In other words, they're going to come to your home.
Oh, maybe they can bring a pizza while they're at it.
Let's explore that in a moment here on Good Day. Stand by for that info. Sprint in the news.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
All right, so Sprint in the news because they are bringing their phone store to your home. How many of you don't like visiting the phone store to purchase new anything? Go to the Apple store. Kind of, how's that work for you? When you
love
go in
going to the Apple store.
Oh, do you
store.
Really?
Okay, love it.
I don't love it.
So have you guys seen the Lewis Black thing on YouTube about going to the Apple store?
No.
Oh, it's so good.
Is it?
He doesn't think they're human, and they smell you to get your scent to know what kind of apps you have on their phone, and they have no genitals.
Really?
It's excellent.
But it's vulgar if it's Lewis Black, and you can't air it on regular conventional radio,
you know,
right?
Not the whole thing.
No, okay.
I don't think it's as bad. Yeah.
5, 6, 7 seconds of it we can put on the air.
Right. Right. I happen to like him a lot. I went to the Jon Stewart show and did a program from there one morning, and I found him. He was my co-host, and Jon spent an hour with us. He was a very interesting, engaging guy.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, meanwhile, back to Sprint. The process of bringing your phone to the store is time-consuming. The store is crowded. And if there's one even close by, you're probably lucky. And you're not crazy about buying a phone online because of the hassle involved in the new device, getting trained, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So Sprint has a solution. They're bringing the store to you. Part of a new direct-to-you service by the Sprint people. Started yesterday in its Kansas City Metro backyard before expanding to Chicago later on this month, Miami as well, and other U.S. markets until Christmas. Here's how Direct to You is supposed to work. Existing customers eligible for an upgrade on their current phone get a text or an email from Sprint inviting them to call a number and make an appointment for a Sprint person to come to your house. A trained technician promises to arrive in a Sprint car at an appointed time. Sprint says you can specify the time rather than choose a window, which is what most of these phone companies do, and they drive everybody nuts. So the technician sets up the phone, transfers the content, all that you have from one old device to the new device, and you are all set. The service is free. The price you pay for the phone is the same as in the store. This is for me. How many people like this idea? Raise your hands. Isn't that a good idea?
So the guy who doesn't like a cell phone because they think that it gives everybody all of his information wants to invite the cell phone provider to his home.
Well, but it's handy. And I don't see how much more. Well, you
meanwhile, Sprint has just bought all of the Radio Shack stores, so now they have the 1,500 Radio Shack stores, so now they have 2,500 company-owned stores for you to visit.
Yeah, smart. They're in it. Liking other people's status updates and photos on Facebook could make you like yourself less. New study claims spending a lot of time on the social network Facebook comparing your life to your friends.
Keeping up with the Joneses.
Is depressive. It causes depression. Facebook likes linked to depression. University of Houston researchers say that seeing everybody else's highlights makes you feel inadequate.
Or you could just say, that loser does nothing but spend his all day on Facebook.
Right, you could say that. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.